The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Doesn't it seem like a long time ago, actually only about 5 days ago, that Fev stitched up the nation by declaring that you'd called your beautiful new baby girl Brenda?
Well played.
And
it was so good, Boxy.
It was a good
stitch-up. All day I had mates texting me going, oh, great name. what? And then on the online, because you're sitting in the hospital, Alex and Bubs were having a kip, and just all the news outlets writing, can you believe what they've called her? Number one click thing all day. I'm like, seriously.
It just shows they don't know you very well.
But then there was billboards up saying, with me holding the baby, saying, welcome to the world, Brenda. And I actually looked at Alex. I think this might have gone a little bit too far. Because now, even when we change her name, she's still going to be known as Brenda.
Well, do you know what, Fev? We focused so much on the Brenda stitch up. Yeah. We never went back to, we were running a sweep.
Oh.
That day, the day of Toby's birth. The day of Toby's birth, we ran a sweep here in the office. And do you want to hear all the names we picked? Okay, Byron, what did you go for?
Well, I thought he might have done a completely different type of prank. And when they did the gender reveal, that was faked and that he was actually going to have a boy. And
I wouldn't have faked that.
Either Greg or Gary. So my choices were Greg or Gary.
I love Fev. Wouldn't have faked that. You fake everything. Leon?
I thought you were going to go with the L theme and a rhyming one as well and do Lola for Vola. Mm.
Lola.
Ali?
I had Lily, same with the L theme.
Yeah, Lola, Lily. Lola for Vola is amazing, Fev, for next time. Case?
I thought you might have been inspired by Missy Higgins and gone with Luna.
Luna's good. See, Luna, Lily, Lola. Do you see where everyone was playing? Shah?
I thought it might have been an M theme, so I thought Millie.
Millie, yes.
We've got our best friend's kids, Millie.
But that would have made, so Mia and Millie.
That would have been great.
And Lenny and Lulu. Fev, do you want to know what I had in the sweep?
No.
Toby.
You did not.
She actually said it was Toby.
I had Toby. I know. It was amazing. I guessed Toby. I had that in the sweep, Fev. So even though you think, oh, hang on here. Leon's got proof here. He's bringing it into the studio.
Do you know what I had?
What?
Philly.
What do you mean?
In the sweep. that was my name. It was going to be called, she was going to be called Philly.
What do you mean? After a
Philly
horse?
For Vola. No, Philly is in like Philly, that like short, just Philly.
Oh, like not Philly with
a PH. PH, yeah. PHILLY. Wow. Philly for Vola.
Look, there's the list there. Look.
But when she came out.
Toby.
Yes, we get it. You win, Fief. We get it.
Nikki Miley. That's a nice name.
Oh, Nikki Markovic.
What did Tom have? Gertrude. that was her fake name. And we were just
Gertie for Vola.
Yeah, but we had a couple. Do you want to hear the names that we had on the list?
Please.
We had Philly, Teddy.
Yeah, I thought Teddy. I knew.
When she came out, wasn't a Teddy. We had Peppy. Because my godmother's name's Peppy.
The Peppy.
But when she came out with black hair and looked like me, Peppy Favola was a really woggish. We can't do that to her.
The Peppy de Favola.
The Peppy Favola. We had Ginger. This is all Alex's name.
I had Ginger, but then mine would have been Ginger Box.
Yeah, Ginger Box, that wouldn't have gone down well. We had Delilah, Dally
for
sure.
Love that. That's cute.
But I just, Maddie Dellavedova. You know when you get names and you connect them with everything?
Yes. And you've got to do that. Because it'll happen down the track.
Yeah, didn't like. I think she loved Harriet.
Harriet's beautiful.
Which is a beautiful name. But when she came out, it was Philly. Before it was Philly. Like Alex had it in her head, Philly, which is the first time I've ever got a name over the line. And then when she came out,
that was your suggestion.
Yeah, she just wasn't Philly.
She wasn't feeling Philly.
No,
she wasn't.
Take a song.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Dame Joan Collins. We don't talk about her enough on the show. You know, do you know Joan Collins, Fev?
Yes. Singer.
From the classic 80s show Dynasty. You know, she's the elder lady.
Yeah,
what was she?
Passed
she's
away?
85. No, she's still
with us.
Oh, I thought she was the one that sat on that panel thing. With Oprah, no, with Whoopi Goldberg, no.
Who's that? Who? Rosie O'Donnell?
No.
Mm. Well, you thought
I don't
she
think
was
anyone
a, well,
died from The View.
10 seconds ago, he thought she was a singer. Now she's.
Oh, you're thinking of who's the journo? The older journo. Come on, Leon, you can do it.
The older journo?
No, like Judge Judy.
Oh,
she's a bit
God.
Like Judge Judy.
Okay. That's a show that doesn't get.
Look up the cast of The View, Leon. Anyway, I'm now more interested in who you're thinking Joan Collins is. So Joan Collins, famous actress, yep. British. She's been around for a long time, obviously. She's 85. Her sister, Jackie Collins, was a famous novelist. And she died a couple of years ago.
And Phil's not related.
Definitely not related to Phil Collins. Anyway, Jackie died a few years ago. And Dame Joan Collins just revealed that her sister comes back to her in the form of a fly. So often there's a fly that buzzes around her head and she knows that's her sister talking to her and visiting her.
Okay.
I knew I'd get that reaction, Fev, but what if...
That's good that she feels that.
Okay, yeah, but that's the thing. It doesn't matter what is fact or fiction, it's what you believe. Mm. And it made me think...
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
With that story in mind, Fifi, what is your question?
You know what I'm going to ask. 131060, has a loved one come back to you in the form of an animal?
Don't know about a loved one, but I hate mozzies. I hate flies.
Okay,
I
hate them
because they're just annoying.
So right. It's not the question. Yeah, no, do you hate
not
insects?
An insect-based phone.
But when I'm not here, I often have mosquitoes fly around and bite me. I reckon that's Byron.
Okay, well I'm alive. A real pest. I'm alive, so that's not relevant.
Well, just could bzzz. Be. Could be when you're asleep.
No, well,
and then you're sort of you.
Go back to your original question.
Okay, 131060. Has a loved one come back to you in the form of an animal?
We only need one caller.
We only need one caller. And the cast member of The View we were thinking about was Barbara Walters.
Thank you very much.
And she's alive. She's 89.
Good luck to her.
Is that who you were thinking of?
No.
Joy Behar?
No.
1019, The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
And this week's might be the most ridiculous question you've ever asked, Faith.
Well, based on the fact that Joan Collins, 85, actress, believes her sister Jackie, who was the famous novelist Jackie Collins, she believes Jackie visits her in the form of a fly that appears next to her all the time. Now,
she wouldn't be carrying any cans of Mortine, would she?
No, she'd protect those flies.
Is it the same fly every time?
Well, I think she believes it is. Wow. Or maybe Jackie just keeps, because flies probably only have a shelf life of a day or two.
Yeah.
So then Jackie then...
And they don't really come around in the winter,
gets
flies.
Inside another
it's more
fly.
Summer.
No.
Where does Jackie go in the winter?
Hibernate.
Well, she probably goes to Africa, because they've got flies of the time.
Yeah,
anyway, 131060, we've asked the question.
She probably goes to Africa.
Would you believe it, Fief?
We got one!
You've actually got a caller here.
Can I just clarify, too? Fev was thinking about Joan Rivers before.
Joan,
we got to the bottom of that.
I was on the Joan bandwagon.
Yeah, Joan Rivers did pass away a few years ago, famous American comedian.
She was a wonderful performer. Yep.
Anyway, moving on. Anne-Marie from Narre Warren. We got one.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anne-Marie. Does a loved one visit you in the form of an animal?
I believe so. My auntie passed away a couple of years ago and she's from Queensland, I'm from Melbourne. Every time when she came down, 3 o'clock every day, she'd feed these magpies that would come to the back fence. Every day, 3 o'clock, they'd show up. And after she passed away, they kept coming back at the same time. We went for a little family trip down to Phillip Island for the weekend and I lost my earring, one of my earrings that fell in the decking.
Mm-hmm.
They were hers that were passed down to me and they were gone. I thought they'd completely been lost right down the gaps in between the decking, and later that day a magpie came 3 o'clock, picked up the earring and I found it.
Wow.
The magpie was your auntie.
Absolutely amazing.
And she's gone down and she's gotten the earring.
Yep,
oh,
you found it.
That's actually
I love that story, Anne-Marie.
Unbelievable.
Should have saved that for Friday.
That's a good one.
Is it amazing?
Do you know what, though, Anne-Marie? You've got me thinking, I've got a bird that keeps coming to my house at the moment.
Okay.
Who could that be?
Well, I'm not sure. Who have you lost?
They just keep coming into the house.
Well, there might just be a bird problem. That could be a separate.
Or maybe it's someone that I used to know. I don't know.
I know at our holiday house, Alex's dad was staying there before he went up to Cairns, and he used to feed the birds all the time, same as Anne-Marie. And then when we'd go down there, the birds would just sit up there thinking, he lived there for like 2 years, and we're like, what are these birds doing? So we keep feeding the birds. They go there every day.
And
same
you're
time.
Hardly ever there.
Yeah.
So they're starving right now.
It's really sad.
Probably wouldn't have brought that up.
Byron!
Oh, hang on, we've got another one. Would you believe this?
We got one!
We already got one. We've got another one.
Igor from Cranbourne. Hi, Igor.
Hello, my favourite people. How are you?
Oh, Igor, we love hearing from you. Can't get enough of that accent in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Igor, who is visiting you in the form of an animal?
So what happened when I was married first, my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, she was very bad. She was like saying bad things to me all the time. You're useless. Go find a better job and stuff like that.
It's not a great start to the story.
Yeah. So then she passed away. And everyone was upset, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, I thought she'd never die.
Jeez, Igor.
Yeah, anyway, so she passed away, and the very next day, I was bitten by a snake.
Oh, wow!
101.9 The Fox.
Now, for big week, last week, with the birth of Toby Favola last Wednesday. She's now 5 days old.
Yeah, she's nearly a week old.
And big week in the Box household. Lizzie Rosie Box had her surgery on Friday.
Oh, did she?
She did. Went in for the snip.
Okay, jeez.
Did you...
No, okay. No, this is good. You can talk about it.
She was de-sexed. I want to talk about it because the poor little munchkin, she's come out with one of those cones on.
Yeah.
And I'm new. Like I'm already new to pets. I'm new to the world of dogs and puppies.
Mm.
And now she's got this cone on.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult.
It's important.
Well, it's important so she doesn't lick and scratch at her wound, her little wound. Oh, I don't even know where the wound is. I can't even see it.
Oh, really?
Well, because I don't want to move her. Oh. So she just sort of sits on the bed.
Have you sedated the dog?
I don't know. There might be something up. Anyway, one of the grossest things happened because poor little thing, and it took it out of her. And I've been like a really, you know, caring mum. I'm all over her. I'm checking. I'm patting her all the time. I like sat in bed with her all day Saturday, making sure
she's
okay.
Yeah, we're like that with Toby too.
Yeah.
Similar.
And then though, what happened? And I didn't know how to handle this. So the poor little thing started vomiting.
Oh.
But vomiting in her cone.
And it just shoot back
and it just
down.
Sat in the cone. It just sits in the cone.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get the
vomit
out of the cone.
I'm trying to get the cone off her, but then the vomit's sort of going everywhere all over me. And the next minute
use a bib. That's what we do with Toby.
Thank you. That's really helpful. But, Fev, so she's vomited. It's got caught in her cone.
Right.
And the next minute I'm vomiting because I can't handle the dog.
You don't need to stop vomiting. You're vomiting now.
So Trixie took care of it?
Can you yes. Okay. Now, little Trix, Lizzie's her baby, and this is me just educating her how to look after her baby from now on.
Wipes are good too.
Wipes are good. You might need to borrow some.
101.9 The Fox.
We love a Toby update, Fev, because she is now 5 days old, nearly 5 days old. Home. She's home.
Yeah, she's home.
She's
first day yesterday.
Well.
Sleeping well. Everything. Feed's going good. Can poo. She's so much like me. Eats and poos and sleeps. Pretty much what I do.
She is so... Can we just take a moment to say how much she is like you?
Yeah,
like, I don't think I've ever seen a baby, particularly a female baby, look more like her dad.
Unbelievable. Actually, Alex on her Instagram did this funny bit of she must have her own online people or something. She put a picture of the baby and said, it's a striking resemblance, and she photoshopped your head on Toby.
So good.
It was hilarious.
We've got a lot of people. But anyway. Anyway. Yeah, Toes is going well, and obviously when you have a newborn, you have a lot of little tests that happen through to see whether they can hear properly and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, a day after she was born, so this was Thursday, the lady comes in to do a hearing test.
Yeah.
And I didn't think the babies could hear because you can't see for a little bit and they don't really know voices, but... Toby, exception. The doctor came in and put all the stuff on her and said, now, don't be alarmed. Sometimes they can't hear because they're newborn and it takes a little while. And I'm just sitting there back thinking, doesn't realise it's come. It's got the genes of me.
It's a Favola gene.
It's a Favola gene. And she said, so it's going to, she might not listen, so don't be alarmed. She might not be able to hear. Bang, she played a little bit of a thing in her ear and Toby's all straight up. bang. She said that would nearly be the quickest baby hearing that I've ever seen.
Gee. Like super hearing.
Like obviously. Super hearing. And I went, well, she is a Favola. Oh! And the nurse looked at me like, you wanker. I'm pretty proud. She's just advanced already.
Are you claiming that as a baby boast? Like
yeah,
that
baby
is
boast.
You've got a baby that's superior to most.
Sure. Yeah. When we were watching the golf yesterday, I had her on my lap and I said, I'm expecting in a week she'd be sitting up with me watching it.
Yeah.
2 months, maybe crawling, walking in six.
Isn't that funny? Because I can honestly say this, and I know you think I'm quite competitive. I never got into that, but that whole my baby's not walking and someone else is walking, because right. The mother's group can have that effect. Because
sure.
I didn't join a mother's group. Do you know why? And because I quite honestly got lost. I went to the wrong one, and then by the following week, I'm like, I've already missed out.
I find that
out.
Surprising.
Do you? Anyway, but I know friends that through mother's group would get the peer pressure of, oh, dear, I think mine should be talking by now. It's not talking. Mm. And when your baby does do something a little earlier than others, sure, you love to boast.
Oh, 100%.
And why, in fact, like Fev, do we have a jingle for this?
We do, and I think it's a great forum.
Baby boast, my baby boast. I know that my baby is better than yours.
I expect her crawling in a week.
Gonna call and tell you now, 'cause I think you'll care somehow.
She's already switched on.
Our genetics are the best, and our life is so hashtag blessed.
Baby boast time.
131060, call with your baby boast. And this can be from the past too. You might have a child now that's grown, but what was the baby boast?
Yeah.
Now let's put a parameters around this, because are we going to say babies?
Toddler. We'll accept toddler.
We'll let's say a baby within, okay, under two, because you're 18 months old.
Under two, I think. Under we don't want to hear about your overachieving six-year-old, no.
Because I reckon at 2.5 I was kicking snags. That's what Mum said.
Under two, give us a call right now with your baby boast. 13 10 60.
1019 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Baby boast, my baby boast. I know that my baby is better than yours.
I expect her crawling in a week.
Gonna call and tell you now, 'cause I think you'll care somehow.
She's already switched on.
Our genetics are the best, and our life is so hashtag blessed.
Baby.
Toby Favola excelled at her hearing test.
Oh, good. Yeah.
One day after birth.
First Favola to get an A+.
Wow.
Ever. Oh, me.
The doctor, the nurse said, whoa, that never happens. So said,
well, top half of 1%, I would have thought,
no,
of the state.
Never happens.
Okay, never.
Isn't that's another thing that you hear with a newborn, when you get put into percentiles, like when they say, oh, your baby's in the 90th percentile, you go, yes, nailing it.
Well, she said this is one in a million. So I was like, oh, whatever. Whoa. Hey, just quickly before I go, because I'm leaving now.
Well, not now. We've still got some phone calls.
I know, but we're going to go to an hour, because someone's going to be funny, and then the news is going to be on, and I'm going to be going, because I'm going to take the kids to school.
Yeah.
Because Alex obviously can't drive. But I just want to say a special thanks to our obstetrician, Dr. Tim Sturrock, who's amazing. We've had all our kids with him and all the nurses and doctors and stuff at the Cabrini Malvern. Were incredible. They looked after us so well. So thank you very much for that.
Great job, doctor.
Guys,
excellent work.
I just
want
to give
amazing.
A shout out to the Cabrini Brighton, where I sent my flowers a number of times.
And then you sent it to Cabrini Malvern, but we moved.
He'd moved to a hotel.
My gift will be more of a face to face gift. I didn't send one in the mail.
Hill, is it Hill from Kilmore?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Hill, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, now tell us, have you got a good baby boast?
Oh, I've got a crazy one. I've got three kids, and my youngest is 18 months old. The other two like climbing anything and everything. Well, this one has started climbing the rock walls, the vertical rock walls.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At the parks, yeah.
At 18 months?
Are your kids called Jack and Jill?
No, not quite, but we do live on a hill.
Okay.
So he's got a footing like a mountain goat, and then he slides on his bum all the way down the hill. So
very good, Fev.
But climbing at 18 months old,
that's,
up that's the rock walls.
Very advanced.
That is.
That's, Toby will have him covered.
Pam from Narre Warren South. Hey, Pam.
Hi.
Pam, how was your baby going, and what was your baby boast?
My baby boast is that when my son was, before he was one, when he was still crawling, he could count to 10.
Whoa!
Pam, how? Did you teach him?
Yeah, no, well, sort of.
Don't say you didn't, Pam. You taught him.
Well, because he's, I guess you could call him an idiot savant, because he's got autism, and he didn't speak until he was nearly five. But
wow.
He was slow to walk and slow to do everything. But the one thing he could do was I had a mat with all the numbers on the floor.
Oh, yes, brilliant. I know those.
And I would read, say out a number, and he would go and crawl to the number.
Wow. Oh, gee, Pam.
But I really knew it in order because I used to have to write it on the chalkboard as well and count it out. And if I did it out of order, he would have a hissy fit.
Really? Oh,
wow. That's fascinating. That's very advanced.
That is so clever.
Wow.
It's got Toby. Again, that's got Toby covered.
Toby probably won't be counting to 10 before she's 12 months.
Thank you, Pam. Mick in Pakenham. Hey, Mick.
Morning, guys. Fev, congrats, mate. Awesome news.
Thanks, Mickey boy.
Mick, have you got a baby to boast about?
Yeah, long story short, my daughter, coming from a water skiing family, my daughter started walking at about 10 months, so we got her skiing. She was a week before 14 months.
Snow skiing?
No, water skiing.
Water skiing?
Oh,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, behind the boat and all.
I mean, I learnt when I was about 14 and it took about 4 hours.
I used to barefoot.
You were barefoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barefoot skiing.
Yeah.
When I fall off.
Not when you were 14 months. I think Mick might have the favolas on something. Water skiing.
I reckon
skiing.
That's pretty impressive, but I'd like to see it.
Oh, no.
Mate,
I'll send you the video.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't want to hear that. Find it.
101.9 The Fox.
It's a shame. I think Fev would like this story I'm about to tell.
Mm.
Do you think you could somehow channel a Fev reaction, Byron?
And show some interest?
Yeah,
sure.
Please. Okay, here we go. Now, this is a fascinating story. There is a couple in New York City. They're at Times Square, and the guy has proposed to his girlfriend. He's got down on one knee. And he's done it over a grate. Now, you can't do anything. If you've got any small item, never stand near
sure,
a grate.
Sure, I would have thought so.
Anyway, as he's gotten down his knee to propose, the engagement ring has gone down the grate.
Right.
It's gone in. Now, the New York NYPD, the boys and girls in blue, they've gotten involved. They've got their emergency services in. They've pulled the grate apart. They've gone diving for ring.
You could probably question whether that's the best use of the resources for New York.
Absolutely. Well, their resources have been further stretched, Byron, because they found the ring. I mean, you know, amazing effort.
Well done.
A grate down in a sewer underneath Times Square. They found this diamond ring, and now they can't find the girl and the guy.
What?
So, isn't that amazing?
Well, surely they'll find it.
Well, someone
go viral.
Alerted them that an engagement ring had gone down. How the guy hasn't gone, you know, I just spent thousands on a ring.
Right.
I'd like to report it missing. That they're now uploading, they've gone and got CCTV footage of this couple. They're plastering it all over social media. They're looking for the couple still.
Well, so hang on. At some point has the bloke gone, I'll leave you with that to go and look for it. I've given up.
I think they've given up. Well, I'm tipping a few scenarios here. They could have been a lot of travellers, tourists in New York City. They could be from another country.
Sure.
They've just written that off. Oh, well, I lost the ring. They didn't realise how impressive the NYPD are.
They've done a great job.
And you know what, though? But that's emergency service workers in general. They've missed. I mean, there is nobody you'd want in your corner when your times are tough than an emergency services
worker.
Well,
they've gone beyond. I mean, that is absolutely not their job to look for someone's ring that they've stupidly put down. That's outside of their job.
I know. Well, yeah, looking for it and finding it was outside of their job, and now looking for this couple is outside of the parameters of their job. But that's what they do, emergency service workers. They go above and beyond. And right now, we'd love to give a big shout out to our emergency services workers. Anyone who works for emergency services, you are phenomenal people. You are there in a crisis. You go above and beyond. And maybe this is an opportunity for you to call us 131060. What have you done that hasn't technically been your job?
Oh, there'd be examples, wouldn't there?
Well, there'd be cats up trees,
and
surely.
That's again, technically.
There would be things stuck down drains.
Not, and again.
Because you get the call.
Yeah.
You get the call, I need help.
Yeah.
My finger's stuck in the tap, in the faucet.
Sure.
Because every kid does that at some stage. Yeah. And then you're there and you just get the Vaseline and you say to the parent, this is all you needed to do, but it's fine. I'm here now.
Sure, yeah.
I'm here now. There were other emergencies. I'm now in your bathroom and really you could have just done this yourself. But glad to help. So, you know, this could be cathartic. I don't want to say you're having a whinge, but maybe you are bit of a whinge. So the things that are above and beyond your job as an emergency service worker.
So already the calls are coming through from emergency service workers, and this is a little bit off topic, but I know in the past in your house you've had some IT issues and you've actually called the IT department of Fox FM to help just with some stuff around your house.
And they've been incredibly helpful.
Well, that's not their job. 131060 is the number. Emergency service workers and things you've had to do outside of your job. We'll come back to your calls.
1019 The Fox.
The lines are open. This is an opportunity. The number is 131060.
Yeah, we've had a number of them call through because we're celebrating emergency service workers. And when they go above and beyond, like the emergency service workers in Times Square in New York who have had to dig through a sewerage drain to find an engagement ring that fell down.
It's not their job.
Great. And now that they've found it, they've got to find the person it belongs to.
So they don't even deserve to have it back. I mean, run off. They've let the emergency.
But it is. It's the phone calls to help cats in trees, fingers stuck in drain pipe or in, what do you call them? Tap faucets.
Yeah, I believe so.
Joel from Torquay. Hi, Joel.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Joel. Joel, do you work for the emergency services?
No, I don't. But I just had an interesting scenario when I had the policeman turn up at my door when I used to live in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I was actually, at the time, I was fixing my stereo and trying to work it out how to hook it up to the TV, and I was having trouble. And anyway, they turned up and they knocked on the door and they were after a statement from my wife who was riding her bike and her friend got knocked off. And I said, look, yeah, my wife's not here at the moment. But they said, well, we're happy to wait around because she's going to be back in a few minutes. Mm. And I said, well, do you know anything about TVs? And they said, yeah, we do. So they got to work fixing on my TV, and a few minutes later my wife comes home and I'm sort of sitting there having a coffee, and I've got two policemen in full uniform fixing my TV. She said, what's going on? And, and they just stood up and said, it's all part of the service. Yeah?
So, look at that.
That is. Look at the cops. They go above and beyond, don't they?
That's exactly what we were looking for on 131060.
I love Joel. I love your nerve. I mean, a police officer, handy with electronics.
Well, I couldn't just have them sitting there doing nothing.
No, put them to work.
1019 The Fox.
Shout out to Fev, who is on kid drop-off duties. He'll always do 6 till 8 this week as a new dad. There's a lot happening around the house.
Yeah, and he's helping out.
Yeah, so he'll always be with us between 6 and 8.
Oh, he'll be disappointed to miss this because it is our final week on air before the summer holidays, before Christmas is fast approaching. And we thought what we might do, something really unique, is go back to the things that never made it on the show. So all year we have great ideas in the meeting.
So go back to the things that weren't quite good enough?
Yep, maybe.
Okay.
No, some days you have so much content. You just have this content explosion.
Most days.
Like, you know, Kim Kardashian's had a baby, Mariah and James Packer have broken up, somebody from Love Island is interesting for a minute. All this stuff happens at once.
So that's the hot stuff that would go into the show and then it would leave some of the...
Well, then you end up with too much. So what happens when you put all the ingredients into a show planner and not everything makes it. Mm. So we thought, why don't we get to some of the great ideas...
Great.
That were almost too great for the show and they never made it on the show.
Okay, so you want to do this each day for the rest of the week. Just to play devil's advocate, a lot of these ideas are going to be old and not topical anymore.
Well, I think this is a cracker. Ready? Okay. This is not necessarily topical because it's from April.
Okay, well, it's a bad start.
This is from April 19th this year.
All right.
Now, there was a Trump dating website that was launched. So for people that were passionate about Trump and making America great again, they could go on and find somebody like-minded. And I think that's a great idea.
So if you were a big fan of Clinton, for example, this isn't just not the site for you.
Totally,
purely
absolutely.
Trump only.
Yeah, so it's a niche dating site. Sure. And if you think about it, if you are a niche person with niche focus and niche interests,
if you want to date someone,
you should
be
on a niche site.
If you want to be with someone who thinks exactly the same way as you and will never challenge you and you can agree on everything.
And the idea that was posed at the time was 131060, call in and tell us about the niche dating site you're on.
Oh, that would have been good.
It would have been good. So that's why we're doing it now, Byron. It was a wasted opportunity. Now, here's some examples of some niche dating sites. There's... these are ones that, do you want to hear the ones available in Australia?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we've got Luxie. That's a dating site. The dating service describes itself as dating without poor people. Well, that's just discriminatory
just
and
rich,
horrible.
Just a rich.
But maybe somebody listening is on the Luxie site. Fitness singles.
Well, that one makes sense.
People into jogging, weightlifting, protein shakes. So you're just on the fitness
you'd
singles.
You'd want to be really fit, don't you reckon, Fief? You'd want to really back yourself in to be on fitness singles. Ooh, if you're even just slightly out of shape, that's a high risk.
Spiritual singles.
Love it.
No strings.com singles. So that's people who don't want any.
Isn't that any app? Isn't that Tinder?
Ugly schmucks. Well, that isn't actual dating site.
What, just for ugly people?
Well, that's what they say.
Okay. So if you've used any of these.
You see, that'd be a good one to go on.
Hang on. They're not so bad after all.
You could end up being so hot. You could end up being the hottest person on the ugly schmucks.
Can you not look at me when you suggest
that
one?
Elite singles. I wish we broadcast into America. I don't often wish this, but just listen to some of these American dating sites. Mullet Passions, just for mullet enthusiasts.
Oh, that's great.
Diaper Mates, that's a shame.
That's a weird one.
I won't go into that.
Don't, please don't.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. I've seen the ads for Farmers Only. It is as it says on the
furry
brand.
Furry Mate. I mean, some of these aren't right.
131060. Let's see what you've used. This is a phoner we should have done in April. 131060.
Data Golfer.
That's outstanding. 131060, because obviously most people are on Tinder.
Actually, Leon Shergren, our executive producer, he told me this morning he went on a Disney dating app. So it's people who love Disney.
It was for work. It was a work thing. Not
you say it was for work.
The app was, it was a Disney, you connect with other Disney fans. It was called Mouse Mingle. Okay. All the profile photos were taken at Disneyland.
Who was your profile photo? What character did you most relate to?
That was a photo of me at Tokyo Disneyland.
Well, that's
wearing a goofy t-shirt.
What a dork. 131060, give us a call if you've used any other, basically any app other than
just
Tinder.
Anything. Yeah, other than Tinder or Grindr. I mean, sure. Or is that niche?
No, Grindr's another one.
1019, The Fox.
The lines are open right now for what is a very niche topic, 131060.
Yeah, and it's a topic right back from April because we're essentially this week doing some of our leftovers, sure. Ideas that didn't make it onto the show.
Right.
And it's the last week in the lead up to us going off on annual leave and we thought let's dig up some of those ideas. Let's not waste them.
Right.
And this story was a Trump dating site that launched in April and we thought, niche.
It's niche to be talking about it and also the calls are quite
niche.
It
is. Now we've got Asti in Forest Hill. Hi, Asti.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Asti. Asti, have you been on a niche dating site?
I was a little while ago. I'd signed up for a couple of lesbian dating apps because, I mean, that's how I identify and stuff, but I ended up meeting my now fiancé.
That's great. Great story.
But it makes sense though, Asti. Like if you, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can have the broad dating site, but then you've got to get through so many hurdles to get to what you're after and what you're interested in.
That is a broader one, lesbians only, as opposed to, say, farmers only in America, which was more niche, I would have thought.
I'd like to do the farmers only one.
Would you?
Well, Farmer Wants a Wife is always a great TV show. Yeah, great guys pop up on that.
If you're a farmer and you're listening, give us a call.
Laura from Bowen. Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, Laura. Laura, what's the niche dating site you've been on?
It's New Scientist, the magazine.
Yeah.
I think it's called New Scientist Connect. The lady who answered the phone told me that.
I know the New Scientist magazine. Mm. Now they've got their own dating site.
Yeah, superfood for the brain. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Laura, I've got two friends that both subscribe and love New Scientist magazine, and they've ended up getting married. But I don't think I think you might know them, Hamish and Zoe. Hamish Blake, New Scientist.
Maybe they met on that app.
No, they certainly didn't meet on the app, but I know they're both into the New Scientist magazine.
Just checking. Wow, and there's been a lot of science references on our show lately.
Laura, how have we gone on the app? Has it been successful?
I've only filled out the profile, so as far as that goes, I can't tell you. But
keep us posted. It'll be interesting to see how it all goes
What's quite clever about that, Laura? I like it because if that's an interest of yours, you're meeting like-minded people. And scientists often have very good jobs.
It's a bit shallow. Fair enough. If you're looking for a rich scientist, that's your app. Thanks. Good luck, Laura. Keep in touch.
The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury. Want more Fifi, Fam and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
1019 The Fox.